My name's Al Piper. I'm a resident here of Springfield, and I'm active in the local Sierra Club.
Hi, I'm Andy Knott, and I'm a Beyond Coal campaign representative for the Sierra Club. Coal ash is a byproduct of burning coal, when you burn coal, what you have left over are a lot of heavy metals that are in the coal ash. This includes arsenic, boron, chromium, a lot of things that are very hazardous. In fact, coal ash is also even slightly radioactive.
How does this affect us here in Springfield? We know we have city water, light, and power, which right. is the energy source for all our citizens. It's run by the city. It's in the name.
Obviously, being here in central Illinois, we have a long history of burning coal. This was once upon a time the greatest coal-producing state in the nation. So our history is the creation of electricity through burning coal. And as Andy said, once you burn the coal, you have to deal with the coal ash. Well, here in Springfield, it's stored in, I believe, two ponds. And the concern, along with the fact that the coal ash is toxic, is that the ponds are unlined and those toxic chemicals wind up seeping out into the atmosphere, into our water supply.
Because we do also drink from the same lake that powers CWLP, then you're worried that the coal ash is potentially polluting our water source?
Yes, we're worried about the coal ash potentially polluting the water source just through seepage, but as well, if there should be a flood and the coal ash ponds are affected by that, then the coal ash just washes directly into the stream there.
And if I could just add, there has in fact been groundwater monitoring done around these coal ash ponds. And
in Springfield?
Yes, at the Dahlman Power Plant. And that monitoring has shown that these heavy metals have exceeded the Safe Drinking Water Act levels, and including arsenic, at 9 times the Safe Drinking Water Act level. There's also been a...
Is this treated water?
This would be water in the groundwater. So essentially, it is water that, you know, could be migrating to the creek nearby, to the lake, and so it's a concern. This is essentially what comes out of the ash ponds and seeps down into the groundwater.
It's a Springfield problem, but it's not solely a Springfield problem. There are approximately 90 of these in Illinois. So it's not just that CWLP is the only entity that's having to deal with coal ash ponds.
There are a couple of other water issues. One is that the Dahlman plant uses sort of an antiquated cooling system. It's called once-through cooling, essentially. Water is pumped out of Lake Springfield, used to cool the plant, and then is pumped right back in at a higher temperature. And that causes issue in terms of habitat problems, in terms of the fish and wildlife being exposed to that warmer water. It also evaporates a lot of water. It's very wasteful of water. And as we all know, water conservation is a hot topic around here, and whether or not there needs to be another lake built and all that. So there's a lot of water wasted by that system. Secondly, there's runoff from stormwater from the coal ash piles and other parts of the plant, where you can have pollutants essentially going into the lake and into the stream.
CWLP has the Dahlman coal plant, as you mentioned, Andy. Just explain what that is and if you can elaborate on concerns.
Sure, yeah. So the Dahlman coal plant is... it provides electricity to the city of Springfield. When they built Unit 4 a few years ago, the hope was that it would also provide electricity to the market, and they would sell electricity on the market. And that does happen. However, they're not really selling as much as they thought, and that's part of the financial problem that they're in, is that they're really not the return on investment hasn't been there for that investment in building the new coal burning unit at Dahlman.
According to our analysis, between 2008 and 2013, we believe that CWLP actually lost about $41 million through the operation of Dahlman 1 and Dahlman 2, that they're actually a money-losing proposition.
Units 1 and 2 at Dahlman are the oldest two units. They were built in 1968 and 1972, and therefore they're the most inefficient units. And in fact, CWLP commissioned their own study in 2013 to look at whether or not they should retire those two units. And that study found that they were economically marginal. They were predicted to lose $40 million over the next 20 years, and that they weren't needed to meet the city's load needs for electricity. They could easily come offline. There'd be no worries about brownouts or blackouts.
So Springfield citizens have shown concerns about the increased rates that CWLP is charging. Do these issues, are they related?
Yes. In fact, I mean, there is talk of restructuring the rates here in the next few months. And, you know, our argument is that, you know, why, if you're losing money operating these two older coal units, you know, why not look at retiring them as their own study did in order to save money? They ought to be looking at ways of saving money before increasing rates.
It's a complicated problem. It's not just they're losing money, close them, because it will cost something to close them. There's a cost figure attached to that as well. So we don't want to oversimplify this, but we think it probably makes sense to close those two, or at least give serious consideration to closing mm-hmm. them.
And there are also costs to keeping them open. One cost relating to your earlier questions about coal ash is that same study that I mentioned that CWLP commissioned in 2013 estimated that they would need to spend about $10 million in the next few years to retrofit units 1 and 2 to deal with the coal ash. There are new regulations coming out dealing with coal ash. Right now, it's coal ash is mixed with water and then transported to these ponds. That won't be allowed anymore. They'll have to convert it to dry ash handling and take it to a landfill. And so to do that will cost, again, about $10 million in the next few years. So, you know, we're getting better at this in this country at looking at what are the environmental costs of running power plants and internalizing those instead of just putting them out there for the public health to deal with.
So what are the solutions here?
Well, we think first, as we've mentioned, looking at giving serious consideration to closing Dahlman 1 and 2. And then along with, I believe the mayor has mentioned, giving serious consideration to looking at renewable energy sources. We think that's, in the long term, that's ultimately going to be the solution. I think eventually we're going to move away from coal just generally. I think coal has sort of seen its day, so to speak, and that these new resources, renewable energy resources, are going to become even more efficient, and they're going to become the way that we generate energy in this country.
And Springfield is already a leader on renewable energy in terms of its wind contract, in terms of the work it does on solar and energy efficiency. So Springfield is actually a leader in Illinois on these clean energy options, and we'd like to see the city continue that leadership.
How would you suggest people get involved if they're equally concerned about coal ash and about looking at different energy sources for our city?
One thing we would suggest, and the Sierra Club does a regular monthly program, and this month's program, we're going to be dealing with coal ash. And the program is Tuesday, June 30th. It's at 6:30 in Lincoln Library. There'll be film shown and a discussion around this whole issue, and we'd be really happy to talk with people about this, and we would like to see if people are concerned, we'd like to see them voice their concerns to their elected officials. I mean, that's why we elect the city council and the mayor, so that'd be our suggestion.